From our family to your family, this is A Legacy of Faith, the podcast. Welcome to A Legacy of Faith, the podcast designed to help your family survive today, plan for tomorrow, and always keep an eye on eternity. Along with my beautiful wife, Leah, this is Adam Fawn. And Leah, for those who are new to A Legacy of Faith or new to us, they may not know this, but we've sat around a microphone like this somewhat before. Some time ago, you and I began what was called the Fawn Family Podcast and produced, I don't know, five or six episodes of that. And if I may be a little bit arrogant here, it was fairly successful for what we thought. We thought we might have, you know, you and me and like our parents listen. Well, my parents, all your parents have iPhones now and iPads and stuff. They're like more high tech than we are. But we had 200 or 300 listeners per episode, and we're thankful for that. But we kind of gave it up because, quite frankly, we didn't prepare all that much.
It was a little too much preparation to be able to do that. I can't remember how often we were trying to do it now.
But we were only doing those once a month. But the problem we were running into, frankly, is we just didn't spend a lot of time in the, I guess you'd say, pre-preparation, you know, leading up to. And that was on us. We know that. And podcasting is something that I greatly enjoy and you tolerate. We enjoy getting behind. We have a very fancy setup. I'm glad we have an audio podcast instead of a video podcast, because we're sitting here with, my laptop and a microphone and a microphone. Yes, you caught that correctly. A singular microphone. But the good thing about that is our mouths are only like 6 inches apart right now. And that's really cool.
Okay. That's kind of embarrassing.
But we just gather around literally our dining room table and do this. And so as we record these podcasts, you may hear kids playing outside, or depending what time of day it is, you may hear them, you know, yelling from their beds for us to come, you know, get a monster out of their closet, or you may hear the washing machine kick off, or who knows what might happen. But we wanted to bring back these podcasts. And what we want to do in this first podcast is just let you who may be new to us know something about ourselves, something about A Legacy of Faith, and then kind of what to expect with the podcast itself. We'll kind of take those three things in order. First of all, let's just, you know, do what every podcaster seems to do on episode one. That's kind of talk about ourselves for a moment. We figure most of our listeners, this very first one, know who we are, but just in case you're stumbling across online and find this, or stumbling through iTunes for a family podcast or a parenting podcast and come across us, Lee, we met at a very special place to us, Fried Hardeman University, and not to, I know you're not supposed to do this as a husband, but that was a long time ago.
It seems like more and more long as we go.
She says that as she looks at the more and more gray hairs I'm getting as we do this. But we began dating very soon after running into one another, and we became engaged after, what, about a year and a half of dating, and we were engaged for about a year and a half. We married after I graduated from Fried Hardeman, and you had one more year left, but now we moved to Somerville, Tennessee, which is just outside of Memphis, about, what, 20 miles outside of Memphis, I guess. Mm-hmm. And I was a teacher there, middle school teacher, as well as the church in that town, the Somerville Church of Christ, was looking for whatever a part-time youth minister is. I didn't know you could do that part-time, but very quickly we figured out that we would rather be in the ministry. And so after just under 2 years there, we moved to Haleyville, Alabama, and I became the full-time youth minister at the Ninth Avenue Church of Christ there, and we stayed there for just barely shy of 7 years, what, about 6 years and 10 months, I guess. And also we moved there, you decided to stay home full-time, and I want to just talk about that, not necessarily about just quote-unquote staying home, but the reasons why you wanted to do that when I got into full-time ministry.
Well, I'm not exactly if I had very noble intentions at first. I always knew I wanted to stay at home with children, but we didn't have children at that time. But it was at the end of my first year of teaching, and I think maybe the end of the year tiredness played into that decision.
I mean, that happens to teachers?
It really did. And also with the move, things were just so chaotic at that time with our lives, and it just seemed at that time just the right thing to do. And we also were moving to a small town, and I don't know if this is right or not, but I imagine that it might be harder to find a job teaching. It was a small town with a small school system,
a very good school system.
It was a very good one, right, but just small. And I thought, well, you know, maybe by the time I actually would be able to get into actually being a teacher there, it might be time for us to start our family. And so all of that played into it, but I've always told people at the in the end, it was one of the best decisions we ever made, because I think it really helped your youth ministry. For me not to have the job pulling at my time, I could always go on every trip.
I was going to say, at least 90% of the trips, if not close to 100, right, you were there.
There was just always, I didn't ever have a reason that I couldn't go with him. And so I think it worked out. It was just maybe not, like I said, noble intentions at first.
But Leah has been a homemaker, stay-at-home mom, and we'll talk more about that in a few moments as we kind of roll forward to where we are now. But while we were living in Haleyville, we were blessed with two children. Mary Carol is our oldest. At the time we're recording this and releasing this, she is 8 years old. She's our adopted treasure. We were told we couldn't have children, and so we adopted Mary Carol. And lo and behold, just a few months later, the doctor who had told us we couldn't have children told us, guess what? You're going to have a child.
Mm-hmm.
And so Turner came along. They're about 17 months apart, and he is 7 at the time we're recording and releasing this podcast. After he was born, about a year, I had been in youth ministry total for just under 10 years. Still loved youth ministry very, very much, but knew I wanted to preach from the pulpit full time. And so we began looking for that opportunity, and that landed us in Nashville, Tennessee, and that's where we are now, Nashville, Tennessee. We actually live in Hermitage, which is a suburb. You can't tell when you leave one and enter the other. I preach for the Lebanon Road Church of Christ in Nashville. We've been here, at the time this is being released, about 6.5 years. And our kids are in school now, but we talked about you being a homemaker. You're also their school teacher.
I'm a homemaker and a homeschooler at the same time.
That's right.
Which is really hard.
Right? Yeah, Mary Carol will be going, well, at the time this is released, I guess, is in third grade. Turner is in second grade. And we are not one of those families that's going to make this a homeschooling podcast. There'll be an episode here or there because we know several of our listeners are interested in that. For us, it works. We evaluate it every year. Our plan is to homeschool our children all the way through. But if you're kind of turned off by the idea of homeschooling, don't turn off the podcast, because this is not a homeschooling podcast. But we will come at it from that angle from time to time, because that is our experience. But that tells you a little about us. And as we go on through podcasts, I'm sure more and more information will come out. Maybe some we'd rather not come out. I don't know. We're going to try to be as open a book as we possibly can be. But about, I guess about 4 or 5 months ago now, I started kicking around this idea. It had been in my mind for a long time. It really started laying some things down on paper. I've been blogging now for 9 years, I think, something like that. It's nuts.
You're one of the first, I think.
I was back when they actually called them web logs. You know, what's a blog? You know, but my dad, Jim Fawn, who preaches in Paducah, Kentucky, and as well as my sister's husband, my brother-in-law, Jeremiah Tatum, who preaches now in Cookeville, Tennessee, they blog as well. And I started kicking around this idea a few months ago and kind of formalized it in my mind a little bit and proposed it to them, as well as to you, as well as to my mom and my sister, about all of us combining our writing and everything else under one heading. I guess we maybe call it a cyber roof in some ways, and calling this whole thing a legacy of faith. And so we're going to turn our attention to that now. Kind of, if you're not familiar with a legacy of faith itself, and you just stumbled across this podcast, maybe in iTunes, and you were trying just to search for a family podcast, The website that hosts this whole thing is alegacyoffaith.us, alegacyoffaith.us. And Leah, legacy is very important to us. And that was one of the reasons we want to get my parents involved in this. We hope maybe even have some other family members write from time to time or contribute to the podcast as guests from time to time. But you and I hopefully have some things to share with people through writing as well as this podcast. But we really are proud of our family, but also wanted to make sure we were kind of all under one roof, and kind of, I guess the best word to symbolize that through this website and blog and podcast, you know, being called Legacy.
Right. I think for me, the word legacy and how much it was on my heart, and it is now, of course, is wanting to pass down to our children from one generation to another our beliefs, the truth about the Bible, the truth about what families, what God's plan is for the family. because, you know, you look around and so many times it seems like families are doing a whole lot of living and busyness, but there's not as much training and teaching going on, and we can't let that happen. You know, we'll turn around one day and see that, you know, maybe our children don't share our beliefs and they don't know the truth that the Bible teaches. And so one way we feel like we want to help with that is to just have that on our mind, just the idea of passing something down so that we have done our part to give to them what they need from us to be able to pass it down to their own children.
That sounds almost biblical. You know, Deuteronomy chapter 6, you know, doesn't just talk about teaching the children, it talks about teaching the children's children, you know, continuing to pass things down. And one of the things that we launched the website, alegacyoffaith.us, in early June. We've been just blown away. You know, we're not exactly, you know, whatever the, you know, Drudge Report or Huffington Post or CNN.com or any, we're not focused on the family or something like that. But for just a small little, you know, starter website with, you know, three couples kind of working on it together in what basically amounts to our spare time, we have just been blown away by the response, and we're grateful for that. And we don't want any of this to come across as arrogance, but we are honestly just blown away by the number of people who have liked our page on Facebook, and you can facebook.com/alegacyoffaith, who have come to the website, read the blog, shared blog posts, and all those things. But from the very beginning, we wanted to have a podcast. We announced when we launched the website, we actually had a page there for the podcast saying it's coming in August, because we know some people, well, they're not going to read. They're not going to go to the website and read, but they might listen to something every couple of weeks.
We just want to use any outlet we can to encourage families to be as strong as they possibly can be and give them the tools in our own humble way of some things that maybe we are working on, and we would just like to share with other families our struggles. And, you know, sometimes you hear that and in some weird way it encourages you to try to do better for yourself, because you know you're not in it alone.
One of the things that we started from the beginning was we wanted people to obviously subscribe to the blog, but one of the things that we tried to do, and if you're not really technical or whatever, this may kind of bore you a little bit, but hopefully it doesn't. A lot of times you go to a website and it says, you know, sign up for our newsletter, talking about their email newsletter, and you're interested in what they have to write or podcast or whatever. And I don't know if you've had this experience, Lee, but you sign up for someone's newsletter and they may send you one article and then like 45 advertisements to sign up for, you know, a webinar or, you know, to buy their latest book or whatever. One of the things we did from the very beginning was we want you to subscribe to our blog. We do our very best to post 5 times a week, Monday through Friday. We're recording these. We'll go ahead and let you know. We record our podcast a couple of weeks in advance. And at the time we're recording this, we have yet to miss a day. We've done 5 posts a week all the way through so far. And one of the things we wanted to do was if you sign up to get our newsletter, it is the blog post. We are not going to send you extra emails asking you to buy a book or sign up for a webinar or whatever. There might be underneath the blog post a short little block saying, hey, we've got a new book coming out or the latest podcast is coming out. But we are not going to spam you with extra stuff. We want to just get in, like you said, just get information in people's hands or in front of people's eyes through the newsletter. And we're mentioning that on the podcast because the show notes for these podcasts are going to be part of that rotation. The plan that we've tried to do our best to live on so far every week is on Mondays each week, my dad, Jim Fawn, we post one of his writings. Tuesday, Jeremiah Tatum has a post. Wednesdays are mine. Thursdays are either one of the wives or this podcast. And then on Fridays, we do what we call Fridays Family Friendly Finds. Can you tell we're preachers? Everything starts with an F. Which just excuse me, just links to encouraging articles about family and parenting and those sorts of things. But if you will go to alegacyoffaith.us, there's a link there to sign up for our newsletter, and all of it is free. The podcast is free, the newsletter is free, and we are not going to spam you. And everything, Leah, is designed to help build a faith in Christ and to help families grow closer to Him. If we fail in that, this whole website has failed.
And I think a good thing of the way we're doing it with our entire family is that we will have different generations, and so different points of view coming through. I know that, you know, of course, Adam and his father and brother-in-law, Jim and Jeremiah, they're preachers, so there will be, I don't know, is this a word, preachery posts from time to time, but
they might be alliterated.
But since Donna and Amber and I'm going to say I'm not a writer. I don't write. I think I like writing. I just am not good at just making myself do it.
you contribute through the podcast.
Right. And so, that presents another point of view. But also, I think from some of the things that I am excited about being able to share are about, motherhood and children and training children. And in fact, one of the first things we actually did on the Legacy website was add the Acts by the Numbers printables, because as, like Adam said, we homeschool. And, I told him a lot of times some of my favorite things about blogs and anything like that is just the hands-on things that you can use, because sometimes we know what we might need to be doing, but just having the maybe even a hard copy of an outline or a plan, it really helps you get motivated. At least it does for me. And so that's something I wanted us to do some of. And I'm hoping we will be able to add more of those types of things.
Yeah, you mentioned the Acts by the Numbers. People are going, what in the world is that? This is going to scare people off, but don't let it do it. If you go to alegacyoffaith.us/store, how many stores does the first thing in it, are they free? Yeah, it's absolutely free. It's a free principle to teach your kids the book of Acts or some facts from the book of Acts. And that's the first thing in our store. So as you can see, we're footing the cost of this whole thing. And the first thing in our store is absolutely free. There'll be some books from time to time. We're working on those things. I already have some. We haven't added them to the store yet. But that's just a resource to you. Again, absolutely, absolutely free. Now, we've talked a little about a legacy of faith, and we'll get to more as these podcasts go on. But let's get specifically here to this podcast, what people can expect. Since this is sort of an introductory podcast, we want to let you know that our goal is to produce 2 podcasts each month at the start, except this month. August, there will be 3. We're going to do this one since an introductory, and then one next Thursday and one on the third Thursday. But beyond August, at least at first, our goal is to have a podcast on the first Thursday and the third Thursday of each month. Our goal is 30 minutes in length. They may run a little bit short. They may run a little bit longer than that. We are going to do our very best to keep them as close to 30 minutes as we possibly can, especially without going over. Our time is valuable. We know your time is valuable. And if you're kind of a podcast junkie like I am, even if you listen to them at speed and a half, even that time is valuable. Leah and I are going to do most of the podcast together, but we've already decided there's going to be some where I interview a guest. We already have 2 or 3 of those lined up. There may be a handful here or there, which just me, or maybe just Leah. I don't know. She's looking at me right now as if I've totally lost my mind. But I would say, Leah, probably a good guess would be, what, about 6 or 7 out of 10 will be the two of us.
Right, I think so.
And when we have a guest, it's going to be information that is very, very helpful to you. But that's the plan. 2 a month, first Thursday of each month, and the third Thursday of each month at about 30 minutes length, each particular program. We want to go ahead and let you know that the plan for episode number 2 that will come out next week, since it'll be 3 this month, we're calling that program Connecting Kids to Family Heritage. Wonder where we got that idea for the kickoff of basically the regular podcast. Well, Leah, we said before we started recording, we want to keep this first one to about 20 minutes or just thereabouts. We're rolling up on that. Anything you'd like to say before we give our usual wrap-up stuff here on the program?
No, we're just excited about starting this, and hopefully we will have some things to say and some things to share, and that will be a source of encouragement for families.
Well, I've enjoyed sitting behind the microphone with you again. It's been a little while since we've done this, but it's good to be back behind the microphone with you. Since this is the first podcast, we want to let you know that we are getting it in iTunes. Usually that takes about a day or two if you're listening to this just through our website. And so probably by the weekend, it will be up and ready to go on iTunes. Once it's there, we would greatly appreciate if you would give us a rating and review there. 5 stars would be great. Whatever you think it's worth, we would greatly appreciate that. That just helps in iTunes search. Programs that have activity around them, downloads as well as ratings and reviews move up. We want to let you know that this week's podcast is brought to you by, it's like Sesame Street, it's brought to you by Understanding the Love Chapter. That's one of our books, but here's what's cool. We mentioned the email newsletter to you. If you will sign up for our email newsletter to get all of our blog posts absolutely for free, we will send you that book, Understanding the Love Chapter, which is a 6-chapter study of 1 Corinthians 13. Absolutely free. We'll send you the ebook version as quickly as we possibly can through email just for signing up for our newsletter, and we will never send you anything again except for those emails. We hope you'll subscribe to the podcast. We hope that you'll give us a rating on iTunes once it's there, and please spread the word about the program. And thank you for joining us for the first episode of A Legacy of Faith. We look forward to be back with you again on our next program.